My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day this holiday Monday. A lot of you are home and hopefully a lot of you are able to listen to the show live today rather than having to go to podcast. But both will be available. Obviously, my podcasts are podcast daily to make things a little bit easier and more convenient, which is a wonderful thing. I think that we've all learned that with today's technology, we have to reach out and do whatever we can. So the show streams live as well as having podcasts and, of course, the live show on the radio. So there's three different ways to tune into the show and get your fix of great information for your good health. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, bringing you the relevant topics as they relate to your good health and, of course, the best guest in the industry. Every day I also send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Stay Healthy has found a way to be able to carry the best of the best every single time they order a product. Every category, the best of the best at their store. Also, great prices, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and, you know, on top of that, a full service environment. And they are open regular hours today. Upcoming their anniversary, they're having their celebration on Saturday, March 2nd from 11:30 to 4 p.m. Tons of giveaways and drawings and samples and demos and all that fun stuff. So if you're in town, please go by and help them celebrate their 35th anniversary here helping people in the Las Vegas community. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email and start getting coupons and newsletters and in the know and information and all that good stuff right from their webpage. And plus, the industry articles that you get to read there are very, very intriguing as well as educating. And give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking with Bruce Topping. We're going to be talking about the line of products from Garden of Life. A lot of your questions have come in, so I think we'll hit a Q&A day and hit some of those questions that have come in. I kind of save them up for Bruce. If it's your first time tuning in, get a little background for my guest. Bruce has been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He is a consummate student of all natural medicine, all forms of it from top to bottom, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is a highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life and is their probiotics, enzymes, and, well, just about everything in their line expert. He is currently authoring a book on digestive health. It is a popular guest on several radio shows, and we do get the pleasure to hear Bruce twice a month. So help me welcome my friend, my guest. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me today.
How you doing? How's everything going in your world?
I'm doing great. I actually just spent a little time on the Stay Healthy website, and as you said at the top, always great articles, my man. I mean, I loved the one today about piecing out different bacterial genomes, like looking at how Africans and South Americans have different microbes, different bacteria, different kind of ecosystems. And we're learning a lot in medicine about how this has to do with our risk of big, you know, headline diseases. We all want to avoid, you know, these inflammatory conditions that are killing so many people on our planet. And we're really, I think, seeing a big paradigm shift. And today on the Stay Healthy website, they're highlighting this. And this just came out a week ago. So it's cool to see all the interpretations. And today's on Stay Healthy is a good one.
You know, we get a lot of questions, and after the shows, a lot of times people will chime in to me as well and say, next time you talk to Bruce, next time you talk to Bruce. So I've got some of them put on the side. You ready to hit them?
Let's do it. Let's take a swing.
Yeah. All righty. Dear Jeff, I heard you a while back talk with Bruce about magnesium, and I know that it does and is important. He was talking about some kind of a powder. I've done magnesium in the past, and I don't respond well to the capsules, probably because I take too much, and then I end up spending the day in the bathroom. But I know I need magnesium. I cramp. I have a heart arrhythmia. My doctor keeps telling me that magnesium is important, but I keep kind of standing back because of my history with using things that don't work well for me. If you talk to Bruce, can you ask him if this is something I could start at a lower dosage and maybe find my comfort zone? Good question.
Yeah, that's a great place to start, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You know, magnesium is one of the few minerals that people are starting to recommend higher amounts in the official, you know, kind of National Academy of Science and the Institute of Medicine and all those big think tanks. They recently reevaluated vitamins. To all the people who aren't geeks and study this stuff, they may be unaware that we've kind of reassessed the daily requirements for things like vitamin D, things like vitamin C or zinc or selenium. And a lot of nutrients, like certain B vitamins, they actually lowered our recommended daily allowance. They told Americans they don't need quite as much as we thought before of certain vitamins. But magnesium, they actually said, whoa, we were wrong. Humans need more of this mineral than we thought. And it's a hard one to get. I mean, unless you are one of those weirdos who love like black beans and dark green leafy veggies, then you probably are not deficient in magnesium. But most people, you know, we don't love legumes and greens and vegetables. We love cheese and bread and sugary foods and milk and things like that. And unfortunately, it is the fourth most abundant mineral in our body, and it's pretty hard to test for. I want to mention that when people have deficiencies of magnesium, you know, the classically ones being leg cramps, Charlie horses, you know, micro cramps in your arms or even in your face, there's a lot of heart stuff, like you mentioned, arrhythmias and regulating the contraction of muscles. It is a huge deal for magnesium, but I want to mention that testing for it is hard. You can't just really go get a blood test, you know. So if you want to actually give your body a test, you have to use these really sophisticated intracellular red blood cell tests. And they're pretty expensive. They're not that commonly available. And so I would recommend that if people think they have any deficiency symptoms, like they can't sleep, their shoulders are, you know, riding up to their ears, they're having Charlie horses and leg cramps, then I might recommend just trying out some magnesium. And this listener who called in or wrote in mentioned they're not tolerating it well. That may be because they're using these really insoluble forms. You know, the cheapest ones to make are really the oxides and the sulfates and the carbonates. And we should mention, Jeff, those are the junkiest forms of minerals, no matter which one we're talking about, right? Like whether that's calcium or selenium or zinc, or here we are today talking about magnesium. But whatever mineral you're going to take, let's tell the listeners that those are probably the ones to be avoided, right? Oxide, sulfate, carbonate, these are the cheapest, kind of least absorbable forms. They're what you typically find in rocks or in ore deposits on the crust of the earth. Not that soluble, right? And that's something I think we should, you know, stop and mention, that that's a bigger deal than just magnesium. You know, at Garden of Life, we like to use plant forms. And for our magnesium, we use actually rice. It's bound to all the rice proteins. So it's not just one amino acid. It's not just an isolated laboratory thing. We use a whole food magnesium, and you get all these amino acid chelates. So that's what's in our powder. It's magnesium bound to rice protein, and it is what they call a chelate, which is basically bound into protein. And that's what humans have been eating for millions of years. Not bound to soluble acids made in the lab. So that's really our story with magnesium, Jeff. It's what we do is make the cleanest whole food forms of these minerals, and we try to get people off all the oxides and carbonates and sulfates so they can actually absorb the stuff, and it doesn't just go to their bowels and cause loose, urgent stool.
Well, and I think the thing is, a lot of us are really thinking that magnesium is becoming more commonly talked about. Most people think about muscles and things like that. They think potassium, and boy, I'll tell you what, but magnesium is really just starting to be talked about more, especially with all the conditions that we are now finding out that that are not necessarily caused, but maybe be factors in their existence due to magnesium deficiencies. So, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Next question. Dear Jeff, my adrenal glands have been very, very sluggish. Did I hear you talking with the gentleman from Garden of Life about something for adrenal? I was half listening and half not, and I wish I tuned in. But on your next show, when you talk with him, would you ask him about something for adrenals? I know that we said something. You
Yeah,
did.
well, we just talked about magnesium. So this
Exactly.
is a kind of a theme on your show today, Jeff.
How about
It seems
that?
like we're addressing the American condition here. We're all dealing with modernity where we're not spending enough time foraging with the tribe. I don't know about you, but I hardly do any basket weaving anymore. And there's just very little time around the fire, like our ancient human ancestors. And yeah, our adrenal glands are pretty beaten up. Our magnesium stores are pretty low. These things do play a role. So I would even hearken back for this question to our last answer about magnesium, that adrenal exhaustion often is related to insufficient magnesium. In other words, this calming mineral that we talked about it for muscle cramps and things like your heart and relaxing muscles, but it is really the primary mineral to help relax your nervous system too. And so I would add that in. But I think the listener who's writing in about this particular issue with adrenal exhaustion may be referring to a show that you and I did a couple months ago, looking at our adrenal formula.
I think so
We
too.
have a, yeah, it's for us, we really want to use the best adrenal tonics. We want to use what are called adaptogens, and there's not many of these plants. They're plants that are called adaptogens on the earth. I think there's about 20, 25 of them that have been identified in the entire plant kingdom. The most famous ones are probably ginseng. Ginseng root goes back a long way in ancient Chinese medicine, of course. But what these plants, these adaptogens, what makes them so special is they have these molecules that are really close in nature, and the structure of these molecules, they're pretty close to our own steroids. They're, of course, called plant sterols. And when you eat ginsengs, or when you eat rhodiola, or when you eat certain plants on Earth that we call adaptogens, they put a bunch of these plant sterols into your bloodstream. And it gives the adrenal gland, which really is a little tiny gland near your kidneys that pumps out about 40 to 60 corticosteroids, that gland often needs a rest. Our adrenal glands are busy. They have a lot to do with stress and blood sugar and how much energy we make during the day. And there are a lot of Americans, Jeff, that we've talked about this, that are having all the telltale signs of adrenal exhaustion. They're waking up tired, they're craving sweets throughout the day, their blood sugar is like a hair trigger. If they miss a meal, it's like headaches and nausea. They get wired awake at night when they should be, ready to fall asleep. They get that second wind. All of these things that I've just mentioned can be really telltale signs of cortisol dysregulation. And cortisol, of course, most people have heard of. It's the fight or flight hormone, and it's really there to help shuttle sugar into your cells to get you ready for a run or a fight. The problem is that our nervous system is old hardware. It's running really old software too. And basically, our nervous system can't tell the difference between an Excel spreadsheet when I'm sitting down to my desk and I'm worried about the deadline and my assignments and my trackers and my boss. I'm actually activating the exact same neural cascade as like a bear chasing me or a saber-toothed tiger or a war raid on the horizon of my village. It's activating the exact same kind of neural pathways, all these corticosteroids and hormones, and that's happening a lot more now. It turns out bears didn't chase us every day in the ancient world, but our modern spreadsheets and cell phones and multimedia, social media updates are constant. And this is really wearing down our adrenal kind of hormone production, and it's really dysregulating it. And so what Garden of Life has done is we worked with some of the best herbalists in the world. We love Dr. Terry Willard. That guy is just a genius. And Terry Willard's been in the trenches for 40 years dealing with all kinds of exhaustion and stress. So many people nowadays can barely drive on the highway. their nervous systems just start to have little panic attacks when they get out there. And so we're really trying to put some tools out there. I mean, these aren't drugs. They're not magic. But these are ancient things that humans have been working with for literally thousands of years to help put these plant sterols to help give the adrenal glands a rest. We put these sterols into your blood, and the adrenal glands can take a little break. And if you just keep doing this forever, it'll kind of wear off. The adrenal glands will stop listening, and they'll go back to resuming their own production, which just makes the whole thing a big waste of money. So I would recommend cycling. You know, don't just take them on going forever. Take about a month of using it. Take a week off. You know, 1 month on, 1 week off. That's a pretty typical type of recommendation many herbalists would recommend. But yes, for those that are suffering with blood sugar dysregulation or when they have, you know, like they get a mosquito bite and it turns into a huge welt, that also has a lot to do with your adrenal glands and whether they're mobilizing epinephrine and sealing off capillaries. You can kind of tell in a lot of different little symptoms when people have adrenal exhaustion or dysregulation. The most clinical test is called an adrenal salivary index, or ASI. You have to do multiple tests on multiple days because you're looking for the movement of the hormone throughout the day. So one single test won't tell you much. But yeah, if you're really serious about getting your adrenal glands tested, there is adrenal salivary index testing. And I would recommend our adrenal formula from Garden of Life. We use organic herbs. These are very, very concentrated. And it's based on research that goes back decades. Now, we work with the best herbalists and some of the cleanest, most audited herbs that are really concentrated extracts to help people relax, help them have better energy production throughout the day, better control over their immune system and allergy potential. And finally, just have better sleep. I mean, a lot of people just have difficulty waking up, feeling energized, and falling asleep in an easy way without drugs or, you know, crazy rituals that you need to do that. So yes, a lot of this points to the adrenal.
Alrighty, next question. It says, Jeff, I've been using the raw enzymes for a couple years now, and they made a dramatic difference. When I was at Stay Healthy, I picked up also the chewable enzymes along with my raw enzymes. And now I take the raw enzymes with my meals, and sometimes in between, if I get that kind of feeling or I'm snacking a lot, I'll chew one or two of the chewables. I probably should have asked before I did it if I can do both, but it really has made a difference. Funny. I'm just wondering if this is okay. I love it when they put the cart in front of the horse. I love it.
I do too. I hope this is okay. I've been doing this for a while. It's great. Luckily, we have good news. That is totally safe. Enzymes are fundamentally one of the safest supplements in the market. And that's because these are just fundamental to all life, right? Enzymes, we should back up as a category. They are involved in every biological function. You know, when you think a thought, you inflate your lungs or contract a heart, muscle, you know, all of these functions. I mean, even every life form down to bacteria have enzymes that drive all these functions. Now, today we're talking about digestive enzymes, which I always kind of think of as chemical scissors, right? So when you're taking these enzymes, these folded up little proteins, they basically function like chemical scissors. They chew the bonds apart. They bite off the ends of the sulfur groups or the hydrogen groups or they cleave the proteins or the fatty acids. They break things down into smaller and smaller pieces. And obviously, this is a pretty big deal for digestion, right? If you're not hydrolyzing or cleaving and chopping all the components, well, then you're going to have undigested material, you know, whole proteins and whole fats going into your digestive tract, into your intestine, where they will rot and putrefy, and they will turn on immune cells and stir up a big inflammatory reaction, and you'll be sending antibodies into a whole big goose chase. It'll really send your immune system into a tailspin if you're allowing undigested material to go into your gut. That's just really, really harmful. So digestive enzymes are old. The very first enzyme product, I believe, was a Japanese product, came out in 1890s. I mean, this is not a new market. But nowadays, there's a lot more research. And we take these at the beginning of meals or at the end of meal, or sometimes even 2 hours later. You know, most people nowadays are eating way too much processed food, not enough fiber, you know, way too much sugar and damaged fat. And so a lot of times their digestive machinery is sort of ailing. And I know you spend a lot of time talking about this, you know, in the trenches, Jeff, just like me. And we want to help, you know, break down old latent waste products, old proteins that are hanging around in the gut, And we want to make sure that when they're digesting their food, it's really fully broken down so they can absorb these nutrients. They can get the vitamins and minerals and protein and fatty acids and all these good things out of their food. We have to have digestive enzymes. And at Garden of Life, this is really what we do. We're a digestive health company. We make the very first organic enzyme ever, and that exactly is those chewables that he or she is talking about. Our chewable enzymes are some of the best chewables on the market. I used to tell people not to use chewables because most of them are just those papaya ones, which are really weak. They're a little bit helpful, but they're just not full strength in my book. And finally, Garden of Life made organic, full-potency chewable enzymes. It's a full spectrum, 13 enzymes across. This is not just papain or bromelain, which is the typical, you know, ones you used to see on the shelf long ago. So we have the clean, super clean, organic, full-spectrum chewables. And then if you want the big guns, if you want the strongest enzymes ever sold, that is our raw enzymes. Garden of Life really took this category seriously, and we set out to make the most potent, strongest activity levels ever put inside a pill. And those are raw enzymes. We have them for men and women. Those are just amplified in different ratios, so they're really useful, you know, whichever one you go with. Even men can take the women's ones. There's no hormonal effect. But we wanted really strong enzymes to make sure we break down waste, that we help digest food, that we prevent gas and bloating and abdominal pain, and that we actually just improve metabolism. It's actually one of those things we don't talk about, that enzymes are actually studied for metabolic markers, like improving how well you're burning calories throughout the day. So there's a lot of applications, and they're one of the best supplements for people that are experiencing digestive symptoms. Highly recommend them.
And if you know that your diet is poor, you can't hurt yourself by using them.
You know, not unless you have, like, major ulcers. I want to throw that caveat out that, yeah, you're right, Jeff. These have among the best track records. You know, it's hard to hurt yourself with enzymes. But if you have peptic or duodenal ulcers, like bleeding ulcers, you might want to get those worked on before you start using enzymes. This is just a little caveat, and it's pretty rare. We're not talking about ulcers you had 5 years ago. Those are probably fine. But if you're having active ulcers and you're having lots of stomach pain, enzymes can actually break down some of the digestive, some of the lining of the stomach, too, if you don't have the protective surface that a normal stomach should have. So I'm with you, Jeff. This is one of the safest, but I just want to throw that out there. That some people are doing mega high doses, and if you have a peptic ulcer or ulceration, some damage to the stomach lining, you might want to just make sure that you get that healed with maybe aloe and, you know, slippery elm and marshmallow and, you know, bone stock and broths and collagen. There's lots of things to help heal the stomach. But if you're having any issues with enzymes, look at that stomach lining, because that may be a problem for those rare birds out there.
You know, if someone has had a gastric weight loss surgery and they're, of course, having a compromised smaller stomach pouch, have you ever heard of any of them using an enzyme?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big market. Yeah, for sure. Making sure they're getting full digestion. I mean, they have less grinding action. They have less surface area. So if anything, they probably need they have greater demand on their enzyme secretion than a normal stomach would.
Now, does that mean that they can use it with meals every single day? Even though the stomach is smaller, it's still trying to do its job.
Right, yeah. So they're still making enzymes.
Right.
Most of the enzymes that are secreted are past the stomach in the duodenum. The main enzyme, of course, is pepsin. But, yeah, we want to make sure that the food is fully ground up and give their system every extra advantage. And, yeah, there's a lot of studies on all kinds of different medical histories using enzymes. So I'm quite confident that somebody who's been through gastric bypass or any type of bariatric surgery, unless they've been specifically told they have major damage and gastritis and ulcers, you know, that would be the one caveat we mentioned before. But generally speaking, enzyme, this is not fundamentally new, right? We're adding something that should already be well delivered into your stomach anyway. It's just that for most of us, we're not sleeping well enough, we're not chewing well enough, we're too high stressed, we're dehydrated. There's a whole bunch of reasons why a lot of Americans are not secreting proper amounts of these digestive enzymes.
You know, I have a friend, acquaintance friend, that had gastric bypass, and her history was she was always a really fast eater. And when she had the surgery, she continued to be that kind of person, and she was just in massive distress. And we had this conversation, and I said, you've got to slow down your eating, which means you have to put your fork down, you know, after every bite and chew your food really well. And then I suggested that she start using enzymes with her as well. And it was an amazing difference. But, you know, sometimes when you change the actual structure of the body, you have to change the habit that goes along with it.
I got to mention that enzymes are some of my favorite supplements to sell to people who don't believe in our industry. You know what I mean? Like people who are like, oh, this is all snake oil and it's a bunch of nonsense. And, you know, they think anything natural is generally, they kind of poo-poo that and talk badly about it. I've had a lot of those people in the store. You know, I lived in Missouri, still do. And a lot of people, this is not Berkeley, California. There's a lot of people here who might look suspiciously at this natural medicine type of stuff. And they'd come into the store, and sometimes they'd be with their loved ones, and they'd be walking around, and it was amazing to give them like chewable enzymes, like we have now, these strong enzymes, and watch. Sometimes within 30 minutes, 40 minutes, you could see such a difference in their digestive quality. Like all of a sudden, they're not experiencing the gas and the bloating that have become such a regular part of their life. And I just love enzymes because they tend to get people in the door into health food stores, and they sort of convince people of this entire ethos that we're doing of trying to heal people without drugs.
I agree. We're talking with Bruce Topping today. We are talking Garden of Life, and we're talking the bringing up the questions that you sent in to me, and we're got a whole bunch more to hit. We'll try to get as many as we can with a really good understanding from my friend Bruce. We'll be right back with Bruce Topping and Garden of Life. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food-created nutrients, and typically, they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes, and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit, and we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. Want to remind everyone to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of Garden of Life products. The line usually 25 to 35% off on a daily basis. And don't forget to ask for coupons and see if they apply to your garden products that you're purchasing today. Of course, any of the questions you have to go along with the line can always be answered by the most knowledgeable staff. Everyone at Stay Healthy, well-trained, well-educated, and extremely passionate about the health and nutrition field. Stay Healthy, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. And closed on Sunday. And yes, they are open today for the holiday. They're open regular hours, 9 till 7. So, Bruce, this one comes in, and I think this is quite interesting. It says, I come from a long family of people that have had memory and focus problems. My grandmother, her two sisters both had dementia, and one had Alzheimer's. I'm a little bit worried. I picked up the memory and focus for myself, and now I'm thinking that my early 20-year-old kids should start using it as well. And I have a grandchild that I'm thinking I want to start on the kid formula. What do you think? I know that being genetically predisposed doesn't mean that we'll have a problem, but I am under a lot of stress and I find myself striving for words and trying to stay balanced and having trouble focusing daily. So I just started this. What do you think about my kids and grandkids?
Yeah, this is something near and dear to my own heart. You know, something we talk about a great deal nowadays is neurology. Neurodegenerative diseases are among the most feared, and they're happening at younger and younger ages, right? I mean, everyone's heard of autism nowadays. It's considered, I think, 1 in 68 children are somewhere on the autistic spectrum. We have huge rates of children who have attention deficit and various hyperactivity and oppositional behavioral syndrome. Alzheimer's is now the fifth leading cause of death, and that doesn't even count into Parkinson's and Huntington's and other forms of dementia. I always look at the surveys in terms of the fear of what the most feared diseases are, these neurodegenerative ones, right? I think most of us would rather die than lose all of our memories and lose the ability to recognize, you know, our own face in the mirror and put our own pants on in the morning. So we all want to protect our brain. And before I go into the products and some of the polyphenol research, I want to mention that waist circumference is one of the biggest, right? When we look at risk factors, we have to look at how big our waist is, and that has a lot to do with insulin. And so I want to mention, you know, using things like Raw Fit, using meal replacers like Raw Meal or our keto meal, or trying out a ketogenic diet if you're one of the ones who's a good candidate for that. Anything we can do to lower the chronically elevated insulin. I just can't talk about, I can't answer this question without mentioning that, because it's, you know, I'd hate to see somebody taking all the best polyphenols, you know, getting the best probiotics and making sure their omega-3s are nailed and they're balanced, you know, they're doing all the right stuff, but then they're eating really high carbs and really high glycemic foods that just race their insulin way up and way down. And gosh, it looks like all the research is coalescing that is really one of the biggest things. But at Garden of Life, beyond that, we have worked with a neurologist, Dr. David Perlmutter, and Dr. P is a genius. This is a man who's been in the trenches for a very long time, working with various forms of dementia and Alzheimer's and autism. And he's not one of the typical ones who just, you know, diagnoses and then recommends drugs and surgery. Dr. Perlmutter is somebody who's been really seeing the results, seeing the research and his own anecdotal results with his own patients in terms of diet, lifestyle, and good supplements. And he would recommend that, number one, we work on your microbiome. You know, where there's a lot of research that your gut and your brain are connected. So I would make sure that you don't have chronic infections and a bunch of overgrowth, yeast and fungus and bad bacteria. That's common. So I would recommend a probiotic and lowering the sugar. Finally, omega-3 fats. There's a lot of good fish oil products or vegan DHA made from algae. So make sure we get omega-3 fats. And then I should definitely mention the nootropics, right? These nootropics, this is a new term. A lot of people never heard of a nootropic. It's basically a smart drug, and a lot of them in the past have been synthetic. They've been pharmaceutical kind of smart drugs that improved processing speed or improved mental function. And Dr. Perlmutter has helped us, our team at Garden of Life, evaluate all these new botanicals, all these new flower extracts and plant concentrates, and we have identified coffee fruit extract. And I know a lot of people think of coffee beans, but the coffee fruit is actually the flesh that surrounds the central pit, which we know of as the coffee bean. Coffee beans are just like cherry pits. They're like the central pit of the fruit. And when you actually collect the fruit flesh, you find all these really special polyphenol molecules. And these phenolic molecules tend to do neat things for our brain. And of all the different botanicals, of all the different flowers and herbs and plants, we have never seen anything like this. And Dr. Perlmutter has helped us put together some really neat brain nootropic formulas, and we call them memory and focus. And we have them for adults, those who are young adults or those who are over 40. And we also have the children's chewable. And that one is really great. I have all my kids on that. That is attention and focus for kids. It's a chewable formula. It's kind of blueberry watermelon flavor. And it does have a pretty kind of distinctive pine bark note. Some kids hate it, but my kids do fine with it. It's, you know, it depends on their palate. You can dip it in honey or blend it into a smoothie if you want. But these are some of the best, most concentrated nutrients to give to children to help their brains and help their nervous system, and do it using clinically studied ingredients. This is not like a grand experiment we're running. We sat down and looked at all the published trials on how to help kids' brains, and we found pine bark extract was one of the best. And what we did is we went out and found an organic version that hasn't been through all the solvent extraction of the typical pine bark extract that have been sold in the past. So it is now the cleanest and best memory product I've ever seen for kids. And again, it's called Attention and Focus. This is great for kids who are fidgety and have trouble concentrating, but also kids who just need more kind of focus and mental acuity so their processing speed can keep up with all the stimuli in class or in their social world. So these are something that does include probiotics. You know, we can't give you a good brain formula without touching on some of the most clinically studied strains of all time. We're using the Rhamnosus GG strain. It is the most studied probiotic of all time. So we didn't mess around. When we make memory and focus for adults, or when we make attention and focus for kids, we took a hard look at all the published trials and all the different ingredients, and we wanted clinical studies, and we wanted organic certification. And I don't think there's anything else like that in the market. If you want the cleanest and you want some of the strongest brain support, check our Garden of Life options. Again, they're called Memory and Focus, or for kids, Attention and Focus. Really good stuff.
Now, they can use this daily with any other things that they're using.
That's right. Yeah, if you're on, you know, a lot of kids are on these kind of amphetamines or methylphenidates, you can actually combine those. We've certainly got a lot of letters and feedback from mothers and fathers who have seen improvements with their children. We've even had kids who have opted to go on the natural kind of intervention instead of the pharmaceuticals. So that would be something we wanted them to talk to their neurologist and their doctor about. You know, we can't make any claims on the radio, but certainly anecdotally, we get so much positive feedback, Jeff. And I can tell you a personal story. My neighbor, they have kids about my kid's age. You know, they're about 10, 12 years old. And I have seen a change. You know, them going on these, you know, pharmaceutical options really changed their child, just made him a lot less fun and kind of changed their personality. It actually did help their attention and focus. The pharmaceutical drugs did help. But the parents were really interested in what we're doing at Garden of Life and have actually transitioned their kid to these natural options, and they're thrilled. I mean, they're really seeing improvements in mental function and focus and attention in school. But they're not getting the zombie kid. They're not getting the kind of drained, no funny, no joking type of kid they were getting with the pharmaceuticals. And I'm not saying that happens with every pharmaceutical. I think there are people who do great on the pharmaceuticals. You know, I can't comment on all the outcomes. But I think a lot of parents are looking for organic plant options and not synthetic, you know, xenobiotic pharmaceuticals. And we're going to give them that option at Garden of Life.
All righty. This is a new one. It says, Jeff, I heard your last show with Bruce on the collagen, and I've been reading about leaky gut. So I'm wondering, is the collagen that you have at Garden of Life, because I use all their other products, is this the kind of collagen that works on the gut lining? Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. So the answer is yes. There's a long history of broth products and gelatin and collagen products, all of those. Really are known for helping the gut, and that's because of the amino acids. really, there's one amino acid in particular. It's called glycine. And glycine is heavily employed by the intestinal cells. They're called enterocytes. So it's a very useful building block to help repair the intestinal surface and repair the actual wall of the colon and the intestine. A lot of people think of glutamine, which is another really useful amino acid that's in high demand. But glycine and glutamine are both excellent for helping to heal the gut. And, you know, there are not that many foods that are super-duper high in glycine. Of all the foods that are out there, broth and collagen and gelatin are about the highest in the world. So it's kind of just a simple raw material building block thing going on here. You're eating a food that's really high in these unusual amino acids. You don't get this from chicken or beef in quite the same ratios. And when you get these proteins, these collagen amino acids, the glycine in particular, it really does help to repair the gut. And there's some pretty good research on that. So I would definitely recommend adding in collagen into your gut healing regimen. You can do this alongside other things like probiotics or tea. I've even seen people use it alongside like colostrum or omega-3 fats. It's a really useful protein source that's really high in certain unusual amino acids that are very good, versatile, high-demand aminos that help repair our tissue in our body. And it's not just our gut. I should mention the person who's calling in, they might actually get benefits to their joints. They might notice their hair and skin and nails looking more lustrous and shinier and their nails looking more thick and full. So these really important amino acids, the glycine and the proline, they are heavily used in other parts of the body, too. They're just really versatile aminos. But yes, one of those is the gut and the intestinal cells, those enterocytes, as they're called. So, definitely some great benefits to collagen for your gut, and I'd recommend this. When you do buy it, I would recommend peptides. They're easier to mix. They taste a lot better, and they're a little easier to absorb and digest. They've already been sort of digested for you, at least the first step. And I'd also recommend Garden of Life because we source all European. It's German with no GMOs and growth hormones and antibiotics in their feed. So, go for the cleanest one. Go for the one that's the most digestible and that tastes the best. And when we support Garden of Life, you are getting all of those, and it will really help your gut.
All right. I use a couple of your protein powders, and my sister wants to start using protein, but she is lacto intolerant. I use some of mine with almond milk and things like that. Do you have one that mixes well in water and tastes really good that has no dairy?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. So, normally I've traditionally not recommended proteins in water. That's usually just not the most fun way to do it. There are a few out there that I do enjoy in water. One of them is our new keto products, but I'm not going to recommend that because it has butter and whey in there, which is dairy-derived. So we're going to stay away from any dairy for this particular question and go with our sport plant protein. We make a line of sport products for athletes. It's the cleanest and most traceable and audited sport line ever made in the market. We actually have redundant third-party testing for banned doping ingredients and insulin growth factors. We really do test the heck out of these products for all the athletes that are so concerned about, weird production lines where they're sharing space with other cheapo, garage type manufacturing. You don't get that at Garden of Life. But one of the products in our sport line is our plant sport protein, and it is kind of a recovery formula, and it has a huge serving. It's actually 30 grams of protein per serving. Now, that is great for athletes. If you're doing this for a post-workout, then that's the serving that I would probably suggest. But the person who wrote in today on the show or called in and left you this question did not note. They didn't mention that they were working out or using this as a post-workout drink. So I'm going to modify that and have them do half of the serving, which is mean they're going to get 15 grams per whack, which is still a really good amount. And I would recommend that they do that in water, and I can't wait to hear their response, because normally plant proteins and water are kind of gritty. They're kind of chalky. Like, I remember, Jeff, when I had hemp protein, just like pure hemp seed ground up and as a protein powder once back like 20 years ago, and I put it in water, And it was like drinking sandpaper. I mean, it was impossible. I could not get that down. And we have come light years away from that. I can't wait for people to try, if they haven't already, try our sport plant protein. We have vanilla or chocolate. And try it in water, and you'll be amazed. I mean, plant proteins have never been this smooth and this creamy and still offer all the amino acids. This is a very complete amino acid profile. And you even get some special probiotics that have been studied to help with antibody production in the lungs. It's actually great for athletes and cut respiratory infection rates down in an athletic study. But, you know, you don't have to be an athlete to get benefit from this. So you're going to have all these extra kind of healing agents like turmeric and all these polyphenols, you know, things that are really there, like cherry extracts to help your joints and help your muscles recover. And that's good even if you're not exercising. So I'm going to recommend our plant sport protein, vanilla or chocolate. Try tinkering with the serving size. If they're a couch potato, they definitely don't need the full serving. They don't need it. They can use a half scoop. But it is the creamiest and one of the best tasting plant protein we've ever made as a company. And I just really fell in love with it when we launched it. So I know it's weird I'm recommending a sport protein for a non-sport answer, but this one is just so good. It's so versatile that even if you're not an athlete and never wear spandex in your life, this one is going to be great for you.
All right. This is interesting. It says, I used your prenatal when I was going through my pregnancy. And when I suggested the prenatal to my sister, she went to Stay Healthy and they had the prenatal. They had the prenatal once daily and they had the prenatal gummies. And I don't know what to recommend to her.
Yeah. Well, first off, I know that's an issue. You know, for Garden of Life, I want to say that any way you go, any route you go with our prenatals, you're going to get one of the cleanest and best options on the shelf. If you go with the MyKind prenatal, you're going with one of the only organic vitamins on the market. And boy, I think when you're, you know, we have a baby growing inside your belly, that may be the time to go organic and try to reduce the exposure to toxic chemicals and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. I mean, that's just me thinking that, but it seems reasonable. Now, the one question that I would ask myself if I was standing on the aisle looking at all these options would be, how consistent am I going to be with my supplement regimen? In other words, is it impossible for me to take pills? Like, you know, there are people out there who hate swallowing tablets and just find it to be a bear. They don't enjoy it, and they put it off and make excuses, and they're not going to get it done in a consistent, easy, and in a routine way that they can integrate into their daily routine. For them, I would recommend gummies, right? Let's give them a fruit gummy that's certified organic, that has, you know, all their B12 and folate and zinc. The one kind of compromise about the gummy is that we couldn't really put any iron in there without making it taste like a kind of metallic iron filing type of pill.
Right.
Nobody actually puts any iron in any gummies for this reason. It's just something that is the compromise of the gummy is that you have to kind of still be on the lookout for your iron status. And a lot of pregnant women, they can develop anemia. So if you're bruising really easily, if you're really low in energy and you're just having unrelenting fatigue, or if your ferritin and total serum iron tests come out really low, then you might be not a good candidate for our iron, for our gummy. Or if you want to continue to take the gummy, you can add in our liquid plant iron. It's actually made from curry leaves. It's organic extract and a liquid. It's cranberry lime flavor. So if you really hated tablets, you could actually get there with our gummy and our liquid iron, and you would have the best supplement regimen out there. But if you wanted to skip two products, you didn't want to deal with gummies or liquids, then I might recommend our MyKind prenatal, and we have a one-a-day or the normal three-a-day. The three-a-day are really small, flat tablets, and that was really meant for people who don't like swallowing tablets. And the one-a-day is kind of a regular-sized, kind of bigger, kind of standard double-aught size. They call it a double-aught. That is the type of tablet that we use, and it's a little more of a challenge for people that aren't accustomed to swallowing tablets. So if you are okay with small tablets, I'd recommend the three-a-day, MyKind Women's Prenatal. That's going to have all these extra bells and whistles like ginger and peppermint for your stomach and extra antioxidants. And, of course, you know, the iron is all found in there. You don't need to take any other supplements. You've got the iron. Or you can get that from our one-a-day. And this is a really easy way to do it. You're going to get one tablet a day to give you all the B vitamins, including the B12 and the folic acid, which is so important for baby's development. but you're also going to get iron, and you're going to get it all in one tablet a day. And even the tableting gums are organic. We didn't mess around with synthetic fillers and synthetic polymers to stuff into the capsule or tablet. At Garden of Life, everything is sourced organic, and everything breaks down really, really quickly. We didn't go for the old shellac coatings and resins and carnauba wax. This is something that's all made from food. It's actually mostly tapioca and brown rice are what that tablets are made out of. And if you go with the gummy, it's actually apples and peaches are the main ingredients, and they're organic too. So I would recommend, again, that when you go with a product from Garden of Life, you're going to get something super clean. And boy, when you're pregnant, you should be going for something super clean. So you're not going to go wrong. Gummies, if you hate tablets, if you don't mind tablets but don't want them big, go with our three a day. And if you can handle, just one pill a day and you don't want to mess with more than that, try our one a day My Kind organic prenatal. But again, I'll say ours are the best in the market for prenatal.
Well, I thank you. This hour just zooms by. Thank you so much for being here once again. And I hope the weather where you are is good, and have a good travels.
Oh, yeah. The snow's melting. Thanks, Jeff. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Have be well. Day. Be well, my friend. My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Always enjoyable to listen to and always bring such awesome information. Check out the full line of Garden of Life products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, anywhere from 25 to 35% discount every single day. And don't forget to ask for coupons. They always have coupons on many of the products in the line. You can use those right on the sale prices of the products at the store. Stay Healthy, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. And they are getting ready to celebrate their 35th anniversary. They're having their celebration on March 2nd. It'll be 11:30 to 4 p.m. They'll have tons of drawings and baskets and giveaways and demos and samples and all that kind of good stuff. So definitely stop by to help them celebrate their 35th anniversary here in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6. They're closed on Sunday, and they are open today, regular hours. A lot of people are off for the holiday, but they are there, and they can work with you, and it'd be a good day to go in, get yourself stocked up, and get all your questions answered at Stay Healthy. I want to remind everybody that my show is here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the relevant topics, the up-to-date things that we should be talking about or that we're thinking about or that we're worried about or that we're already dealing with. Those are the topics I like to talk about here on the show. I bring you the best guests in the industry, so we're getting their great take and information. So it is an information education-based show, so that you get the tools to have better open dialogues with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and your medical practitioners. And you get to have information that you can run with and use, and hopefully it's timely and fits the bill for what some of the things you're going through right now. So definitely turn into the show Monday through Friday. If for some reason you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where if you just click on the archive icon, you can actually download the shows and listen to them when it's convenient for you. I love technology. So one way or another, we'll connect. Another way to connect with me is to go to my Facebook page, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. When you get there, click the like button, and you'll see that I answer your questions and your feedback right on my Facebook page. I'm trying to grow the page, so go there, like it, send your friends, your family. Let's all grow together and start spreading the good word of good health. Because sometime down the road, you may say, boy, I wish I knew that. And chances are, it'll be something that I talk about on the Facebook page. So type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button. Let's stay in touch. If you're off for the day, have a great holiday today. And we'll talk tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.